I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your Sunday evening weather update, and it's been a very good weekend for some areas across Saskatchewan, with the abundance of precipitation being reported in quite a few areas. On Friday, we saw heavy rain occurring from the southwest through central portions of the province, and we did see it end up in some of the north central and interior parts of the northeastern crop country as we went from Friday night into Saturday. Some of the rain was impressive. We also saw some rain occur across eastern central portions of Manitoba, with more of the greater amounts in the southwest corner of that province. Alberta's precipitation was a little bit more limited, but Alberta's been plenty wet in the west and north and certainly does not need additional moisture. The biggest problem is that parts of southern and east central sections of Alberta, as well as west central and now some northwestern areas in Saskatchewan, are dealing with too much dryness and do need to see some relief. The rain totals that occurred over the weekend ranged anywhere from 1 to 3 inches across a big part of the area I described previously, from southwest and south central Saskatchewan into the north central and interior northeast. Rainfall outside of that region ranged anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. The driest areas were certainly in the west central and northwest part of the province, and also in the southeast and east central areas. Rainfall in Manitoba ranged upwards to about an inch or a little bit more in the southwest corner. A couple of spots, according to the radar imagery, might have gotten up close to about an inch and a half, and it looks like the rain in the majority of Manitoba was less than about 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. Very dry in the southeast part of Manitoba, also very dry in southern and east central parts of Alberta, where we just saw very little precipitation of significance. There was some additional precipitation that worked its way across southwest into northeast parts of Alberta crop country, and that was significant, upwards to 8 tenths of an inch, some local amounts to an inch and a half. And again, the far west was relatively dry. The warmest temperatures over the weekend occurred in the northeast part of Saskatchewan on Friday, and also across Manitoba, where temperatures were in the upper 20s. We did see the cool air most concentrated in southwestern parts of Saskatchewan, where temperatures over the weekend so far at least had not been much warmer than 16 degrees. That was really Friday and Saturday. And it looks as though this week's weather is going to be erratic. The radar at this hour shows a lot of sporadic showers occurring across a big part of the prairies, more concentrated on parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta than Manitoba. And the concern this week is going to be probably on Manitoba, especially the southeast part of that province. It looks like it's going to end up being rather dry, and we may get some very warm temperatures to occur briefly towards the end of the week. We'll watch that pretty closely. If they do get hot in that particular area, it's going to be short-lived. The ridge of high pressure is expected to backtrack to the west. That should bring some cooler air back into that area and a chance for some showers next week. The greatest precipitation this week and the most important rainfall of the week is expected to occur in those dry areas in western Saskatchewan and southern and eastern parts of Alberta. Those areas could get some significant, badly needed moisture towards the end of this week. Otherwise, we're going to see scattered showers and some thunderstorms occurring in quite a bit of the prairies. Rain totals are not expected to be all that great, but there will be relief, like I said, in those drier biased areas. And moisture totals in some of those locations will run from about 13 to around 35 millimeters if everything goes according to plan. Temperatures this week will be mostly starting off in the upper teens and lower 20s in many locations. Later in the week will be rather solidly in the 20s, might even get up above 30 degrees in those drier areas in southeastern parts of Manitoba. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.